March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We have the G-Bag of the Day coming up in 7 minutes. NFL Draft Big Board Report here in just a second. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, I have some day three guys that could make the Cowboys better. We start with the running back, Jaden Blue, who scored two touchdowns in their semifinal loss to Ohio State. I was already in on him. I was in on him that night, 5'9", 196. And I guess the issue with him, though, has been the fumbles.
Ball security and pass blocking are kind of a minus for him. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to have to kind of prove that he could do that to gain trust of the coaches.
And plus, you got Javonte Williams now to do that, at least for this year. That would be a surprise pick at this point. I think you have your pass-catching runner.
Yeah, but man, his guy is a threat with the ball in his hands, though. I mean, he can turn the corner in a hurry. I mean, he does actually have some power at 5'9", 196 when you watch him run. He's just not a speed guy, but the really quick cuts, the agility, make guys miss, break arm tackles. It's the fumbling and the pass blocking that kind of kicks him down the board a little bit.
I feel like guys can work on pass pro once they get in the league. How about the ball security? Can guys fix something
there
like
was,
that?
There was, yeah, if people know that you struggle with that, they're going. Remember when Zeke initially always protected the ball and then he started fumbling and he started to see guys go after it?
Yeah.
You put on tape that you have a history of that. He's going to have to prove, yeah. And it might very well start for him in the preseason and see if people go after the ball on him.
Okay, wide receiver Kyle Williams is next up, Washington State guy who they note could find himself into day two. And if the Cowboys don't have a four, maybe this is not realistic, but he's a guy that I've been seeing quite a bit of chatter about.
Yeah, this guy, as I mentioned, he broke Dez Bryant's Holiday Bowl record. If you watch the game with the Washington State and It was in Syracuse. It was pretty impressive how he did it. He is a vertical player. He's got super quickness about his game. He could separate down the field. Mm-hmm. He's got the kind of that vision that punt and kickoff return guys have because he's able to weave his way through defenders with the ball in his hand. Really impressive kid. He's not very interested as a run blocker, but he has these monster games where he catches these short passes and makes some really big, large chunk gains, or he could go down the field and they launch the ball and he'll go down and haul it down. So, yeah.
Explosive playmaker. And they use him on the move a ton at Wazoo. He transferred over from UNLV. I'd be surprised if he was there on day three. I think he's going to be a day two pick.
He's 5'11", 190. Washington State.
Okay. Now, speaking of people under 6 foot, the third guy on the list is awesome. 5'10", 270, Willie Lampkin. Maybe we should call him Rudy Lampkin.
Mighty Might.
With measurables like that. Can a 270-pound, 5'10 guard play?
Yeah, it's happened one time, and I believe the player, and I need to look this up, Terry Long was drafted by the Steelers. And I think he went to East Carolina Mighty Pirates.
You brought him up yesterday on the draft, I meant to look him up.
Did I say right? I think it's Terry Long, and I think he was under 6 foot. This guy was is the Florida State champion wrestler, has never been defeated. When you watch him play, Zach was telling me that he went to school. He started off at Coastal Carolina
and then transferred to
Carolina, and it's like a 6-year starter when you factor in the two schools. And
played a lot of football.
He's played guard. He's played some center. He's both sides, but he's under 6 foot tall and he's 275 pounds. But, man, he plays with some serious leverage.
He does.
When you watch him play.
And he's mean. I mean, he's got some nasty to his game.
Finish.
He's fast and violent, sticky blocker. Once he's on you, it is game over. I mean, for his size, he plays with a lot of power. So 5'11", 271 out of East Carolina. was Terry Long.
Okay. I knew.
Crazy story on Terry Long, by the way. 90s, 91.
Yeah, Terry Long, did he have a murder thing?
No, he committed suicide by drinking antifreeze.
Okay.
He drank antifreeze?
Yeah.
Wasn't well.
Wanted to take himself out of the game.
Yep. Terry Long, though, that's the only one I ever remember at that
he was height. Yeah. And Wolchuk got it 5'11", 271. Yeah. So I guess pretty possible, you know, and I guess he was killing at the Senior Bowl.
He's fun, man.
He is. I could say when he gets selected, everybody's going to say, you know what, that's a damn good pick. He just does not have the measurables. But you, I swear, Dawson, you watch him on tape, he never's on the ground. He's like, you see him just kind of, when he's blocking, he's so into the guys he's got, and he's able to drive people out of the hole. Or when they're, you know, when you're talking about stuff that Dallas is doing with the lead blocking stuff, pin and pull, he is super athletic when it comes to scoops and reaches and second level blocks.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 90 seconds. We'll get you the best audio from the world of sports and whatnot and the internet. Coming up at 6 o'clock, I want to talk about the Mavs in this arena situation. CEO Rick Welts was on a telecast this week talking about how, you know, we need to get this arena. We're on the clock. We need to get this arena done. Oh, yeah. And it made me think, what if they struggle to get support? Oh, yeah. Jerry Jones had to hire Parcells to get fan support. Did. Tax votes need to be made.
He did.
Can they get the votes, whether it's from representatives or from the voting public? Could this idea to get an arena with this group of Mavs executives be viable still?
Well,
and if so, would they be forced to sell the team, or could they relocate, Brian?
I would say if they had to go put the thing in Arlington, yes.
They'd get the votes there?
Yeah. If they had to put the thing in Frisco, yes. Those are can-do cities. Their people show up when it comes to, sure, we'll take on, you know, it's like Frisco taking on businesses, and we'll take on the Cowboys. But their people step up. Like, look at what, how many, the old ballpark was not that old. And what do we do? Built another ballpark. That ballpark was less than 25 years old, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, but Nico and Dumont can't speak publicly right now. They're having to try there. Those are in normal sports situations.
Revenue makes strange bedfellows. I think if you tell somebody, hey, we're interested in putting our team or business here, there are some can-do cities. I think now we'll see what happens. The old mayor here, Laura Miller.
If they did it without the public's vote, like usually you need a public vote to raise the taxes for like entertainment tax.
Oh yeah,
right. I think you bring these things to a public vote, and people would say, "No, I'm not approving anything for the Mavericks right now." That's my point, Brian.
Yeah.
And if the public refuses to build you an arena, what would the Adelson family's only response be? We got to sell the team or move the team.
I'm with you on the whole thing about moving the team. I know a year ago I made a rant.
Yeah, you have been talking about
that. I was thinking that, like,
and I didn't want to believe you about it. But
this there is a possibility. But if you get a city, like I said, if they want to build it in downtown Dallas, you know, I think that Mayor Johnson there. You know, Mayor Johnson's the one that's challenged the Cowboys. Like, listen, you want to put another NFL team downtown in Dallas here?
Yeah.
We're in.
Well, there's plenty of people. There's plenty of business partners. Yeah. A lot of reasons to love it here. Let's talk about it a little bit later on, because I do think it's fascinating.
I think especially if
the team keeps losing. How do you get public support if all your good players are hurt and you traded Luka? I just don't think it's that viable right now, at least not clearly for me. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Tritely has your G-Bag of the Day.
You guys brought me back for another day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you did a fine job.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Job well done, Tritely.
And then I start off the show and decide, you know what, Zach, I don't want to hear you talk. I don't know why.
Misfired.
Good afternoon, everybody. Gator. How are we doing?
We're doing well. Doing well.
All right. We know what today is. It's the G-Bag of the Day, Monday through Friday, 2:30. We've had some phenomenal clips this week. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our champion, Mr. Jared Sandler.
Yeah.
We always, again, opening day yesterday, I wonder how many inches the fans ended up taking. But that was, we know how much the Rangers took. But
felt significant.
It felt significant.
Felt above average.
And here we go, our reigning champion, Mr. Jared Sandler, once again.
Boomstick burrito looks pretty impressive, though. I'd like to take that down. I think we're going to get a chance on Thursday, opening day, to take that down. So I don't know. I mean, how many inches do you think you could take of that, Chief?
Well, I mean, I did in 3 hours' time, I did the 2 foot boomstick burger. I guess it was a couple of years ago now. So if you give me a couple, 2 or 3 hours, I think I could put the whole thing down. But in one sitting, I feel good about the first 12 inches.
Who do you think can take down the most inches of the, you know, at the station?
I mean, I don't want to be braggadocious or whatever, but I think I'm leading the charge on that. I'm certainly the favorite.
Yeah. Great line.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Walsh will be up there.
That's a 3.5 pound thing, right, Jared? Is that what we're looking at?
It is 3.5 pounds.
Yeah, I was told 3.5 pounds. How bizarre is that?
3.5 pound thing.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I would do that like a breakfast burrito. That would be really appealing to me. You give me 24 inches of bacon, sausage, egg, cheese, hash brown,
yes. Maybe
throw a little salsa on there. Yes. I would take that
every bit of those inches.
He's so confident.
He is very
confident.
And
being the leader there. Well, you know what? I think this morning, our good old friend Bobby Belt put together. Oh, yes.
Yes.
It is the diss track, maybe of the year, maybe of the century. I'll let you guys decide what you think of Bobby Belt's latest diss track.
Painting on the cheap, yo. Free though. Spending cash figures, we need zero. Hands down, I'll take Tommy Sledger, even Rego. Failing all the way through Cross. Hey, Joey, where did he go? What's up with this old phony ass loser and his drama? The industry can hate me. F*** him, go see my mama. How many flaws you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna slash all his money, I'm gay plocking. Play the clip and hide the eye roll if Sean watching. Sometimes you gotta stop down and show bitter. Certified board op man, take producer out your damn LinkedIn. Walk him out, bro, fine, you know that he been phoning in. Throw him then, just like fish, Richie Grigo and them. Say, Pate, I hear you kinda dumb. Don't even know how to make a woman with any chick that talks to him and they in love. Just know that you'll only fit in the tub. Tim tells me Choppy just can't handle when Sean's not around, and that's why Chi-Chi hanging with us at the firehouse. And Choppy never showers. What's that all about? Toxic masculinity, toxic from the waist down. Wah 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 wah. Bob, f*** them up. Wah 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 wah. They just kind of sus. Why y'all looking so sad? Can't you fight, man? Trying to clap back, but you only use your right hand.
Hey.
These boys is sus. 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 These boys is sus.
Oh, quite a performance there from Bobby
Dude,
Bell.
He crushed it. And the delivery was sensational. Well done, Bobby.
It's so good. And you know what? People are going to be in Dallas now jamming to this. So to Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
Kendrick was last year. Yeah. We're gonna be rolling out.
These boys are sus.
I mean, here's the thing. Medford sent that to me yesterday as a preview, and then we're like, well, Peyton goes sideways this morning. He's getting the full thing, and here we go. So just phenomenal stuff there. You guys are familiar with Mark DeRosa, correct?
Yeah. Yes, former Ranger.
Well, this was a couple years back. He was on MLB Network's morning show and just had a peculiar neighbor that he just couldn't keep his eyes off of.
I live at when I'm here in this apartment where it's like just a big box and there's a pool in the middle.
Yeah.
And last night I'm out on my porch having a drink. I'm looking directly into someone's apartment and they are stark naked.
Really?
The guy is like doing something with coffee. I mean, literally stark naked. I was like
lighter in the room than outside.
Wait, what was
dark
this?
Outside? It
he was like making coffee.
Oh,
or something.
Making coffee.
Do you hear
with,
me?
And he took a couple.
Couple what?
No, tush it all pills. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, just an elongated back with a hatchet wound. Here we go.
Hey man. Hey, stop, bro.
Come on. I swear, I was like, what am I looking at? That is amazing. go inside before I vomit.
Elongated back with a hatchet wound.
I mean,
right
that's
there.
One of the most detailed descriptions I didn't think I'd be getting, especially on a morning show. Mm-hmm. Get that going on. My goodness. Man.
Yeah, morning shows can go off the rails one way or another.
Well, we're
either family friendly or not. You know, got to make a choice.
Yeah, Sean and RJ is very much a victim of that. You got time for one more?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's go to this call. the Pacers. And we know that Quinn Buckner can give us a great call on the Pacers broadcast. This was when Tony Bradley, having to miss a three, missed just a bit wide of where it was headed.
Bradley, he's going to shoot a three.
It must have slipped out of his head because it hit the backboard and went to the backside. I'm sorry, Tony. You can't miss it like that.
Now, remember last week in Minnesota, he hit a three.
No, Chris. It was a nice try. Nice try. Again, this is part of the family. You enjoy. Look, where'd that ball go?
Where'd that ball go?
Behind the backboard. He's lined up. Think he got one going in. Lo and behold.
Just getting clowned.
That is infectious. Thank you, James Tritely. Is it Quinn Buckner on the Pacers broadcast? Is it Mark DeRosa observing his neighbors a couple years back? Bobby Belt diss track or Jared Sandler with our Eric Chiafalo? Man, it's tough. I'll go with the champ, Tritely. How about you?
Give me Bobby Belt's diss track.
Well, Chuck?
These guys are sus.
Brian?
I'm going to let the fans decide this one.
Okay. You're voting for the champ?
I'm voting for the champ.
Get on to @GBagNation's Twitter account. That's @GBagNation. And we'll create a little bit of an Insta poll at the break. You can vote on it and decide. You can break this tie. Then we'll get into what next, Wolchuk?
So a little biggest L, biggest dub. Where have you taken some dubs lately? Where have you taken some L's along the way? 877-881-1053. We got Dairy Queen Germany and an NBA stunner. That's next.